With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Data centers are attracting a lot of attention across the country.
Politicians from President Trump to local lawmakers agree that tech companies should cover the power costs of artificial intelligence data centers, but they still fight over what fair share means. The debate ties directly to cost of living pressure ahead of the midterm elections. Data centers keep spreading fast, and some use as much electricity as a small city. Utilities often spread new power plant and grid costs across all customers. States have started writing rules that require long-term contracts and big upfront payments. Consumer advocates warn the short-term squeeze still pushes up bills. Keith Peters, Washington.
Pushing back against the trend toward transgender surgeries for minors, a jury in New York recently awarded a young woman $2 million over a transgender procedure as a minor. Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says it's the first time a so-called detransitioner has won a case before a jury.
She was 16 years old, and she had a double mastectomy, having been pressured by medical authorities. The New York Times ran a big story headline, "Woman wins a lawsuit over gender surgery as a minor." And then one day later, here's another headline, quote, "Doctors group endorses restrictions on gender-related surgery for minors." That would be the American Society of Plastic Surgeons.
Dr. Moeller points out the next day the statement came from the American Medical Association saying that the best standard for care for minors is to delay these treatments.
The pro-LGBTQ movement is trying to say there's nothing big here, but this is a wave. We're seeing social ridiculousness now being called to account.
Dr. Albert Moeller hopes the accountability continues. The Swiss Foreign Ministry says Iran and the U.S. will hold a second round of talks over Tehran's nuclear program this week. Oman will have the first round of indirect talks. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on capital punishment.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment, as do 71% of white mainline Protestants and 66% of white Catholics. Roughly 60% of black Protestants also support the death penalty. Michael Harrington reporting.
A judge has ruled that Arizona must stop enforcing abortion restrictions that predate and contradict a 2024 voter-approved constitutional amendment enshrining this procedure. Maricopa Superior Court Judge Greg Como says the older laws present unnecessary obstacles to getting an abortion, including barring one if a woman was seeking it because the unborn baby has a genetic abnormality. In Arizona and many other states, abortion laws have been in flux since the Supreme Court ruling. This is SRN News. It's a Super Bowl record that will likely never be broken.
Three fans have attended every Super Bowl, all 60 of them. But two of these men say this year's Super Bowl might be the last time. Don Chrisman, Gregory Eaton, and Tom Henschel are the last remaining members of an exclusive club of people who have never missed the big game. But this year's Super Bowl was bittersweet. Chrisman and Henschel say advancing age and mobility issues mean this was probably their last trip. Eaton, though, plans to keep on going as long as he can. Jason Walker reporting.
Police activity reported 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's home in Tucson last night. As a warrant was issued at a home, four people detained. The Pima County Sheriff's Department says the scene was connected to the Guthrie case, but no arrests were made and the investigation continues. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.